today, Hamas official has warned there will be no ceasefire deal if Israel's military offensive in Rafah continues. A statement from the group said Osama Hamdan's comments were made during a press conference in Beirut as a delegation from Hamas arrived in Cairo from Doha to continue ceasefire negotiations. Israeli forces have seized the main border crossing between Egypt and southern Gaza, shutting down an aid route into the Palestinian enclave that is already on the brink of famine. The head of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in the occupied Palestinian territory, Andrea De Domenico, says the closure of the Rafah border bears serious humanitarian consequences.
The closure of Rafah crossing has severed access to fuel for humanitarian activities, the entry of critical humanitarian items, and curtailed the movement of staff. Protection of civilians for us remain essential, of course, as it is humanitarian asset and supplies. And we are seeking assurances from all parties to the conflict that they should help us to protect those and ensure respect of civilians.
But Israeli officials say a deal can still be achieved with Hamas for a ceasefire in Gaza, even though the ground offensive in Rafah has already...